everyone, I'm Cleo.
And I'm Louie.
And this is On Some Bullshit. Now, as a lady or a woman, this experience might be all too familiar to you, I'm sure. Now, when you walk into a park, going somewhere, you notice that men around always try to touch you, or even when you resist, they persist. It's like these men don't get the idea that you know where you are going to, and that you don't appreciate them touching you without your consent. As a matter of fact, if you protest and show signs of discomfort, you might even be mocked and taunted for it. This brings us to our topic for today, public harassment.
Firstly, let's take a look at, you know, the dictionary meaning of harassment. Harassment simply means aggressive pressure or intimidation or otherwise unwelcoming behavior directed at someone based on protected characteristics.
True.
Harassment could come in different forms, you know, verbal, physical, and visual. But today we're going to be focusing on physical / public harassment. You know, the type of harassment you find yourself in when you're in Yaba Market or... Yaba is like the king.
Like, that's the beginning and the end.
That's the beginning and the end. I don't even think I was going to say Lagos Island, Oshodi.
It happens, but it's not as intense.
It's not as intense as Yaba. Personally, I have gone to Yaba Market and a man has told me I am ugly.
Wow.
A man has insulted my boobs.
Wow.
Like, and then, you know, like, when the annoying thing about Yaba Market is when they insult you and then you don't do anything back, they just go ahead and they keep insulting you.
They keep going.
They just keep going. They want a reaction.
They really want to.
And then
they are
stupid brothers who look at them, not say anything.
Laugh.
Some will be laughing.
Most of the time, they just laugh.
It is so annoying. So annoying. Anyways, anywhere else dominated with the other gender, sometimes even the club.
That's true.
I can't even deal. Some men are just so thirsty.
That is so true.
Okay, so I remember a club experience. I was in, went to the strip in December. I was there with a couple of friends. And then there was this other girl. Let me not say they won't try with me. I was seated, Sha. And the girl, you know, she was standing, she was dancing. She's obviously not a stripper because she's wearing clothing.
Like a stripper.
She wasn't dressed like a stripper. You know, she wasn't half naked. She was, and then the man just came and, you know, rubbed her boobs.
Ew.
And the slap it chop.
Dirty slap street.
The slap it chop. Even me, I wanted to fight.
Oh.
Like, and he did it intentionally because, you know, you can see the girl is not like
she was on her own.
She was with us, you know, just, you know, up and she
and
was
just
up
just
there dancing.
Walking from nowhere and you try to touch this for what?
I can't deal.
Now, most times, these scruffy looking men,
disgusting, irritating,
dirty, she gets. They even go as far as being touchy. They touch your hands, they grab them roughly. Like, all this is done in the action that they are looking for customers when you are in the market. Yeah, most of them are like, oh, do you want to buy cotton? Madam, do you want to buy bedsheets? Madam, we sell clothes. Do you have to touch me to make your point?
God.
This is my question. God. Like, you can talk to me and not necessarily touch me. I don't know when last you washed your hand.
Thank you.
You've been in the market.
I don't know where your hand has been.
I don't know what you've eating that day. I don't know where you've been to. I don't know where your hand had. Like, I don't even know if you've been scratching yourself. Like,
you
that's so many
exactly what I said.
Things
exactly,
going through
exactly,
my mind.
Exactly what I said. I don't know where your hand has been.
Do you understand?
Let's not leave our Lagos conductors too. They'll be dragging you.
Do you have to touch me?
Those ones that bathing is not in their calling. Like, taking a bath, shower, no, nothing. They're like, just dead.
It's annoying. Like, on some occasions, they even call you dairy names.
See,
when
anybody
you,
that calls me,
they say,
dear,
most,
baby, are you are not my friend.
Somebody called
me. In fact,
she
could be my friend.
Some even say my wife.
And my color.
My color. Who is your color?
Hey,
please. If you are listening to my voice,
as my skin. When
day,
I came here today, my
is
producer is like, Chinyere, your bleaching cream
please
is finally
rest,
working.
I beg.
And I'm like, look at me, skin like milk. You want to compare your skin to mine? Excuse me.
Who is your color, if I may? I'm not your color. Go to your house and go and look for your color.
God.
I beg you people in God's name. Like, these things are becoming really, really extreme.
And then when you leave, do you know they can now start, they will be fighting each other.
Yes, now. You see or they will not be using
God.
You to gist or to talk. Like, it doesn't make
God
any sense. Like,
God,
you
God,
see them
God.
Go as far as even taking these things to extreme cases, like full-blown sexual harassment. All these, of course, are peculiar to women, because you can't find a man harassing a fellow man. It just has to be the woman. Why is it that when I walk into the market wearing a leggings, a short skirt, a short, or something that just makes me feel comfortable at that point in time, some of these men feel I am dressed to attract your scruffy and dirty looking self?
Well,
and then you take it as, you know.
Let me cut you there. Now, with the way the world is wired, let me not say the world is wired. With Nigeria. Nigeria, Yaba Market, Eko Island, Oshodi, you know, like these markets, with the way they are wired, please don't play yourself.
What are you trying to say?
If you want,
decently?
Exactly. If you want comfort, you see that long gown that I used to wear, it's very comfortable. Wear it. I know what I'm talking about. They've grabbed me by the boobs before. Ooh. They've grabbed me by the ass before. In this useless Yaba Market. Like, somebody came to me one time and said, I was with my sister. Okay, the other time I was walking alone, and so I did not want to buy anything. I did not even answer him. Then he started calling me ugly. You are this, you are that, blah, 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 blah. Another one, that Yaba, you know, Unilag side where they used to make nails. There was a time that they were famous. So my cousin, I was with my cousin at the time. Then this other man came. Ah, you just be like, Manla. You just be like this. See your sister. See how she carry for phone, carry for back.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like, really interesting. So just dress the part, I'm begging you, God's name, to avoid stories that
sometimes
touch.
You even dress the part and they still act like animals.
Thank you.
All right.
I know that.
It's crazy. I sometimes want to make an excuse for them and say maybe because majority of them there are uneducated and are not exposed.
See,
but then in other countries, most people in the market, they are not educated. They don't speak good English. So why does it have to be like, I don't know, but
it's crazy. It's because they get away with it too much.
Here in Nigeria.
There was something I read. I think
Arab countries, if you touch a lady, they will arrest you immediately.
There was something I read just this morning, and I think, I can't really remember the gist, but something about a girl being harassed, and then she called at the market or something, and then she told the boss of the place that, see, your boy is harassing me, and then he didn't pay any attention, and then what she said is she credited policemen $2,500.
Wow.
That I beg, see it in the apple for you, come help me, I beg, and they came, you understand, and the boss now had to go to the police station. He was still insulting her and everything, but he paid $10,000 to get his boy out, and she's like, she was happy with it because, you know, he spent money. Next time you caution your boy,
yeah,
or your boys.
That's just true. I mean, this whole thing has now gotten to the point, like extreme cases, it has become like full-blown sexual assault cases, touching sensitive parts of a woman's body.
Oh,
the ass, waist, boob, or any other sensitive part of the body. My guy, this is wrong. Like, extremely wrong. History will never forget when women had to hold a Yaba march at the Yaba market to protest the inappropriate way and manner that women were being treated by the men in that market.
Now the question happened? I don't know when the...
Okay, I saw on Insta blog.
Really?
So, yeah.
Like, it happened recently?
Yeah, like, they had placards and all of that. They were walking. No, not recently. I think a couple of years back. It's there.
Do another one, man, because that place is just crazy. I dread Yaba Market.
I swear.
I dread Yaba Market. Now, the question is, why do these men do these things? Why do men assume automatic, you know, control of women's bodies? Like, I don't understand it. For personal satisfaction, does it make them feel accomplished? Or they are just uncultured and mannerless?
That has to be it.
I don't get it.
That has to be it, because why would I be working on my own? Like,
I think it makes them feel like kings.
Kings?
Because I don't know, again. I say I dread Yaba Market. You have dealt with me. I'm just scared. Going to I'd rather go to Yaba. The island.
The worst is Yaba.
I'd rather go to the island.
So uncultured.
Oh my goodness.
Or is it the way they insult you? Embarrass you.
Have you not heard all the things that I've said?
Embarrass you, insult you.
There was this girl that went to my uni. I'll tell you the girl after. She said she just came out. She's very fair. She be like, happen now, like all these girls that just come out of the water. She said the day she just, her car parked, and what's it called? Her car spoiled around Yaba, and she just came outside the car. Guys gathered.
Wow.
To behold beauty.
As in, no, let me just come out of the water.
Do you understand? Like, kaba. I know some of you are, I don't even know. I don't know again.
Okay, let's not even talk about so many videos we've seen on Instagram of people violating a lady. Like, you see a lady walking on the streets, and then you just start making videos of her. And then after making these videos, you have the nerves to post it on social media.
People got corona, they will clap for you now. You have done well.
Do you even try to think about the effects that this video that you posted might have on the lady?
Of course, they don't think. These people are myopic. They don't think.
There was this one I saw. It wasn't in Nigeria. I think it was in Italy. And then this man saw, like, in a developed country, somewhere like Italy, this Nigerian man saw another Nigerian lady. She wore like a short, the skirt was quite short. I'm not going to lie, but it's not your business. In America, people walk around with pants, literally. So she wore like a really short skirt and she was just walking on the road. Then this guy just brought out his phone and started making videos of her, calling her a prostitute. Like, that's the first, that's their first point of this thing.
They don't have any other work again.
Prostitute. Why would she wear this type? Man, Tiki was like, I don't understand. Am I your mother? Or are you my father? Like, what's the...
That one is even better. That one is better. Do you remember the video that trended? I think it's still the same Italy. A girl made a video. I think she was naked or something. Some our Igbo brothers, Abi Bini boys, I don't know, grabbed the girl. We thought it was her father at first. Later, we thought it was her brother. They were now flogging her. It so happens that... she's just a Nigerian and he's just a Nigerian abroad, and he felt that, okay, she was embarrassing his country. I mean, your president is doing already.
I think human rights had to look into that particular situation.
And that's the reason why we even got the gist that they are not even related.
Yes,
because we were thinking that was her senior brother or father or something.
It's just like me seeing
she made this guy. Like, I think she's a hoe or something. I don't know. You know, I think she was twerking or I don't know. And then they just grabbed her.
They gave her the beating of her life. Like, they had the beating of her life.
And they taped it and had the audacity to put it out there.
They
so that, yes,
leaving the light out of her.
People will clap for them. Can't deal.
Well, I feel like, to your question, why do men do these things? I think the answer lies in the physical power and cultural indoctrination of men. You know, these men are physically stronger than women, and consequently,
they carry a child from their moms, more powerful by nature.
And therefore, they feel they can do just anything and get away with it. That's why we have increased cases of rape in Nigeria, because you feel you're a man, you can overpower a lady, and then you just stop her on the road, block her. Next thing, like, who made you God?
Why would you even want to forcefully have sex with somebody? Her pum pum is dry.
You see, this rape is going to be a topic for another day. But I feel like men,
she's screaming, men just feel and like, you are happy.
Most men.
That's what you have conquered. I don't get it. What goes on in your head?
These uncultured men, when they do these things, they feel like, maybe they feel like they've achieved something.
Yes.
They've exercised
power. I think
power.
It makes them feel, yeah.
They've exercised power. Yeah. Maybe what's it called? Robs their ego. I can't just place my hand on it. So because of this, they feel like anything, they can get away with just anything. The answer also lies in sexism, misogynist, and the patriarchal society that we live in. It is the normalization of harassment that goes in this society. I'm sorry, but especially in Nigeria. I was saying it before, there are some Arab countries, even Dubai, well, let's not go far. Because when we say Arab countries, it's like I go to Russia, Dubai, you don't touch their women. Like, as little as rob somebody unnecessarily. I feel even with their siblings, they are cautious because of the kind of laws that they have in places like this, you know. But
this thing
here in Nigeria, like, I don't understand.
Still, why is it that, you know, like, the government or their market chairman, or I don't know, somebody that cannot just take it upon them? So, I mean, don't they have daughters? Don't they have aunties? Don't they have uncles?
People who talk to you.
Like, why can't they just make... Like, do it 3 times or 4 times and let it go viral. All these men that harass women there in the market, make an example of them.
Maybe they will stop. You are 100% correct. Because, like, a show, make it a display.
Exactly.
You harass this lady, maybe flog the person. beat the person up.
We don't have to be, we don't have to go in depth, but then let's just see that something happened on Instablog and went viral, you know.
I feel like people will caution themselves.
Exactly. Exactly.
They would act better. Like act before better. You do
they'll
it, you think,
of the things they
what
say
if they
and
pick
they
me
do.
Up.
Thank you.
Before you do
thank
anything
you.
Stupid.
It's because I feel like they have so much leverage, like they're allowed to do. Market. I don't have strength, please. We're just going to round up the show by saying it is wrong for your men to think that you own us, especially our bodies.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even deal. And then there's some women, too, that harass men. It's not just, you know, this harassment of a thing is not just... It's not just men. There are some bosses at the office.
Yeah. But the thing with women is, one, they are cautious. Two,
no excuse. No, you, I'm telling you that there is no excuse for a woman. Harassment is harassment. Men
yes.
lie, women lie. Men harass. Yes, we know that men. Look at the producer happy that, yes. Oh, no.
No.
Look at you. Yes, men harass women yes. and women harass men.
Yes. 100% correct. But
example, allow me land.
Okay.
Bosses at the office.
Okay.
You come, you see this cute, you know, boy, and then, you know, you're touching him inappropriately, and then you want to, you maybe he wants a promotion, and you're like, oh, come get with me, come this, come that. Is that harassment too?
I don't think it is, because you are...
It is.
It is, but you are asking for consent.
Hey, baby girl. If
no,
you
I'm
take,
serious.
Hey, no, Claire.
We talked about
down.
Rape here,
chill, Abby. Chill, babe, chill. We talked about horrible bosses. Remember when we talked about horrible bosses and we're sharing that experience?
Mm-hmm.
So this is in reverse.
Okay.
You get it
okay,
now.
Okay.
Exactly. It is harassment.
In the office. Okay.
Harassment
okay,
in the
okay,
office.
Okay, okay.
I will not say a woman will harass you in the market because they'll be quick to pick her up.
No. Yeah.
But then, you know, like in the corporate world, I would say women harass men a lot. They just see, you know, maybe this
it's
small NYSC
boy.
Boy, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, they start, you know, like,
yes.
men have feelings too. So, yeah, it goes both ways. But in this part of the world, especially in the markets, Yabba markets and
yeah,
blah, blah, they do
like
a lot of harassment.
Very irritating.
For women, you know, harassing guys, most especially in the corporate world, they do it a lot. So, point is, you're not God. You do not own anybody. Respect yourself.
I feel like the harassment thing...
Avoid police cases, especially in this part of the world, because it is unending.
Yeah. I feel like the harassment thing will keep going on because there's really no law, punishment, or anything for people who harass others. Let me just put it that way.
Are we sure?
I think so, because...
Well, that part, we live in a lawless country.
I mean, let's take a look at abroad, as little as groping... Touching.
You go collect.
Somebody's suing you already. You are being as a celebrity. Nobody even wants to know who you are, what you are, or what you do. You are getting sued. You just sit on Shade Room ASAP. Somebody is being sued.
CNN.
For
remember the Me Too
for grouping,
Me Too movement?
This, yeah.
That went viral. Lots of producers and directors that had done things far back. Oh.
Years back.
And a lot of TV presenters.
Nemesis just come on them like just recently. So if Nigeria and Africa if Nigeria and Africa as a whole does not put like a law, some sort of, you know, something strong, like these people can go behind bars, spend like 2 years in jail, I feel like it will just keep going on. It's not all about protesting, shouting, complaining.
We even have the right to protest.
People in power have a lot to do when it comes to this harassment
that one is
situation.
Just embezzle funds.
Yes, and it
and
is
then
annoying. It is annoying. Like
for
these little
treatment.
Things that are very sensitive and that mess people up. They don't pay any mind or attention to it. If people go behind bars for harassment, I promise you it will reduce so much. Remember one time Kris Jenner, they said she used to harass her bodyguard. And
yes.
And then he was seeing her literally. So yeah, little things like this. So the government has like a strong role to play when it comes to this particular situation. Like, just do better and don't put fear. People always get gingered when you put fear in them. Oh, if I do this thing, I could face the law, I could get arrested, I could go behind bars, etc. And they start to caution themselves and do things better. So yeah, harassment is not good, has never been good, and would never ever be good. That's just it. Okay, guys, that's it for today's topic, harassment. Signing out right now. Don't forget, if bulls don't eat shit,
Why should we? Adios.
Bye. Thank you for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with friends and family. Also, you can leave a review on the Jamit platform to support what we do. See you on the next episode. Bye.